recognize these, he pursues them relentlessly until he finds their explanation. The paper today is the result of one such suggestion more than 20 years ago. He will tell you about that. In this work, he has had the collaboration of his associates, Dr. Slocum, Dr. Polly, and particularly Dr. Kendall, who had attained fame many years ago because he had isolated, among other things, thyroxine. The subject of this paper today is called The Effect of a Hormone of the Adrenal Cortex, 17-hydroxy-11-dehydrocorticosterone, compound E, and a pituitary adrenocorticotropic hormone on rheumatoid arthritis. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the General Chairman of this Congress, your next speaker, Dr. Philip Hench.
Much, Mr. Chairman. It's always pleasant to hear things like that. Honey and malarkey. I wonder if I'll be charged for the time it took for this obituary. May I have the lights, please, in the first slide? Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, for reasons reported elsewhere, we have administered the adrenal cortical hormone 17-hydroxy-11-dehydrocorticosterone, or compound E, to 16 patients, and the pituitary adrenal corticotropic hormone, ACTH, to 4 patients with severe or moderately severe rheumatoid arthritis. In each case, improvement in clinical features and sedimentation rates occurred within a few days. This improvement generally disappeared promptly when either hormone was discontinued. The rarity of these hormones and the limited scope of our preliminary data make inappropriate now the use of the word treatment, except in an investigative sense. And this paper is presented not as a clinical therapeutic report, but as a study of certain physiological effects which these hormones affect on rheumatoid arthritis. The preparation of compound E used in this work has represented a cooperative effort of considerable magnitude on the part of the research chemists of Merck and Company and on the part of Dr. Kendall and his chemical associates at the Mayo Clinic. We used free compound E between September 21st of last year and January 19th of this year. Since then, we have used compound E acetate, to which we are giving the name cortisone, C-O-R-T-I-S-O-N-E, cortisone.